This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's new statewide building code has taken effect. CPR's Sam Brash reports the new construction standards are designed to save energy without increasing housing costs.
Will Tour leads the Colorado Energy Office. He says the new codes will pave the way to cheaper energy bills in Colorado.
At the same time, making significant progress towards reducing greenhouse gas pollution and meeting our climate goals.
The standards update requirements for insulation and air sealing. They also encourage the adoption of all-electric heat pumps to warm and cool buildings. Home builders, meanwhile, say the standards will increase construction costs and make new homes even less affordable across Colorado. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A man accused of killing his wife in 2020 may be released from jail while he awaits trial. Barry Morphew's attorneys asked for a reduction in his $3 million cash-only bond, arguing he's never missed a court hearing. Morphew's daughters strongly supported the reduction. The court's now allowing Morphew to use a bail bond company to post most of the money. More cases of measles are showing up in Mesa County after five people there tested positive, making it a hotspot.
A Colorado Health Department spokesperson says two people in Mesa County had tested positive for measles in mid-August. Neither of them traveled to a location having an outbreak, so it's possible the virus is quietly being transmitted in the area. Three people shared a household with another patient who tested positive for the virus. The spokesperson says they were in quarantine when they became contagious, so the risk to the public is low. Colorado has now recorded 27 measles cases this year. That's far more than any year over the past decade, where the most tallied in one year was two cases.
That was CPR health reporter John Daly. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.